Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
President Trump very adamantly saying that he feels like Democrats in the Congress are not honest brokers of information, that he's been cleared by the Mueller report, and he has no intention of continuing to be battered around by the Congress. Well, Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond and joins us this morning. So I'm glad you're here, because I did hear the president saying that he was instructing members of the executive branch, officials within his purview, not to testify voluntarily before Congress. And he says he's going to vow to fight subpoenas. Can he do that? Can he instruct his people not to go before Congress?
Sure, he can do that. Mm-hmm. Then the question is, what happens when they say they're not going to testify? And that's what we're going to see play out, I think, in the short term and maybe the longer term. But he has the authority as two presently employed people under his leadership.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that the Congress can do about it. I mean, I guess, can they say, we hold you in contempt, but what does that mean?
Well, right. It means something. It's not a good thing to be held in contempt of Congress. And the thing you need to think about is who we're talking about. For example, the White House counsel, the former White House counsel, Don McGahn, is at the center of the Mueller report. And he is no longer under the president's control. And
right.
So there's a question there as to whether he'll testify.
Does he have any personal obligation to the president in his former role? It's not like he was the personal counsel to the president like this Michael Cohen was. I mean, it seems to me he betrayed
right.
the president and his professional obligation.
Exactly. And
McGahn doesn't have that.
That's where some of the tension is, but you're right. He's the counsel for the presidency, not the particular president at the time. And I think he was extremely careful about that. And so we'll see. My guess is that he is likely to testify. For example, other people who are presently working, like the person who worked on Klein, who worked on security clearances, has said he will not. And then Congress may need to go through the process of contempt. And then you, even if you get contempt, then you go to court and try to enforce a subpoena. So one big issue is whether the president can run out the clock before the 2020 election. And he may well be able to do that for a number of these requests that Congress has made.
Yeah. And then just make Democrats look petty, or try to present them as petty people who are attacking him. I'm trying to remember the situation back when Obama was in office. There was somebody who was called before Congress, and they decided to give some sort of statement. Maybe it was the head of the IRS. I'm trying to remember. Gave some sort of statement and then said they were going to invoke their Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate themselves. And the chairperson at the time jumped all over him and said, no, you can't come in here and make a statement and then say that you're not going to talk to us. You've crossed that line now. So what's the deal with the president and executive privilege? If he didn't assert executive privilege when he was called upon to submit answers in writing about the testimony with the Mueller report, can he assert it now that the investigative body has changed? That seems to be a point of contention.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's a nice question. And again, McGahn, is the person who illustrates that and makes it very difficult because, you know, he sat for 30 hours of interviews with Mueller, and that's why he's all over that report.
Yeah.
And I think a number of experts believe that you can waive it, and it was waived, and you can't then claw back and try to assert it.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and we'll see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. But McGahn, I think, is really central to much of what we're going to see in the days ahead. Don't forget, too, that Congress has pretty substantial power to investigate issues involving the government and how the government works. And the president is included in that.
Do you think that the president's tweet about how he would take this to the Supreme Court if there was an impeachment effort, is that legit at all? It seems like it's pretty clear that the House has the ability to start this and that the Senate has to adjudicate it as the jury here. But can he take that to the Supreme Court? There are a lot of people mocking him for suggesting that yesterday.
Well, you can take things, but the question is, will the court entertain it?
Yeah.
And I think it's extremely unlikely because the Constitution is pretty clear. So one other big issue, of course, is whether the House will impeach. And people like Pelosi are saying, no, until we get bipartisanship, we're not going to do that.
Right.
She can count to 67.
Right. Okay. Well, it's interesting to see. I mean, he dominates the headlines and he knows. I when I saw all this yesterday, I was like, all right, what are we being distracted from? Because he is out front raising hell about this. Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.